The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love of God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law. You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." The Gospel of the Lord. Apologies to anyone who is a lawyer here. In my place, they used to say lawyers are liars. I don't know how true that is. You should have kept quiet. When you say this to them, you insult us as well. And he says, "Woe to you, lawyers! Even when you know the truth, you try to find a way around it." That's not to say there are no good lawyers. They are very good lawyers. But some just want to work for their money. Jesus in today's gospel was very combative. Why? He was brutally frank with the people of his time. Why? Because he could see that they were pathological hypocrites. You know, when religion is on the lips and truth is not in the heart, it is dangerous. Like we said yesterday, religion on the lips, truth not in the heart, that's very dangerous. So there is this compulsive legalism, I call it, that has led to what I have said already, pathological hypocrites. They became so hypocritical that they didn't know the danger they were posing to others. The law is good, no doubt. The law is wonderful. But when you compel people to live and lead their lives just based on the law, without compassion, it loses the affection that comes from just doing things from love of God and love of neighbor. The problem of legalism did not just start today, it's been there. In fact, when you read Acts of the Apostles chapter 15, verse 1, we read that some men came from Judea and said to the, and were preaching to the brethren, "If you are not circumcised, you have nothing to do with us. You have no business with us. There is no salvation for us, for you." Circumcision was the problem. If you do not look like us, you cannot go to heaven, so to say. It reminds me of what a theologian said in the 17th century, thereabout, a Lutheran theologian. He said, "In matters of essentials, be united. In matters of essentials, be united. In matters of non-essentials, be at liberty. Be liberal. In matters of every other thing, be charitable." Let us remember that the law is good, but we have to let people express themselves, the freedom of God's children, so to say. Today we celebrate St. Teresa of Avila, a woman who lived in the 16th century. She was born around 1515 and died in 1582. I don't know how old that is. I don't know mathematics. You can help me later on. 1515 to 1582. She was so dedicated to serving the Lord. Herself and St. John of the Cross, they started the Carmelites. The nuns and the friars. I happened to have schooled with them, with the Carmelite brothers, so I know a bit of their spirituality. But one thing that struck me about this lady was what was found in her book marker, in her pager, in her breviary. She wrote something, and she said, "Let nothing frighten you. Let nothing disturb you, because everything passes away except God." And she titled it in Spanish, "Nada te turbe." Nada te turbe. Let nothing disturb you. Only God. Only God should be your consolation. Her book, The Interior Castle, you know, speaks of her depth of spirituality. Interior Castle. We pray for all those who bear the name Teresa. We pray for the Carmelite communities, that they may continue to love God in their apostolates and in their devotion to their patron saint. She is the patroness of Spain. We also pray for Spain. Religion, Catholicism is not as vibrant as it used to be. Through her intercession, people may begin to pick up again. That the love of God may continue to grow more and more, especially in our hearts. Amen.